Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from Matthew, the 5th chapter, starting with verse 3. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a series on the Beatitudes, which are Matthew 5, 3 through 12. And I'm going to take them one at a time. Today I'm taking verse 3 of Matthew 5, the very first Beatitude. That's Matthew 5, 3. It reads as follows. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Amplified Version says, blessed, spiritually prosperous, happy, to be admired, are the poor in spirit, those devoid of spiritual arrogance, those who regard themselves as insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. So today, like I said, the first beatitude is what this message is all about. Now let's dive into the scripture. The Amplified Bible describes blessed as spiritually prosperous, happy to be admired. Mm-hmm. We are blessed by God more often than we can imagine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To be prosperous in the spirit is to be led by the Spirit of God. Hmm. That same Spirit will make you have joy and happiness. Hmm. People will see a difference in you and they will admire what God has done in your life. Hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It says, blessed, meaning spiritually prosperous, happy to be admired. So again, I say, to be prosperous in the spirit is to be led by the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. That same God will make you have joy and happiness. That same God will make a difference in you that people will see and they will admire what God is doing in your life. Mm-hmm. Now, let's continue. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, you and I both know there are several types of spirits, of poor, rather. The natural version of poor refers to being poor financially. Mm-hmm. Would you agree? Mm-hmm. When you are poor financially, and I have been there, we tend to withdraw, to hide our condition from others. Wouldn't you agree with me?
Yep.
You don't want anybody to know what you're going through. Mm-hmm. You don't want anybody to know that you're down in your luck regarding finances. Mm-hmm. We tend to buy things when we are poor that we can't afford, mm-hmm, just to give the impression to others that we're not poor, right? Mm-hmm. Have you done it? I have. The main thing is usually somebody will buy a car, mm-hmm, right? They will buy a car, a nice car, they really can't afford, but they'll buy it or they'll lease a BMW or something. And, you know, they don't really have the money, mm-hmm, but they do it so that they'll appear to others to have financial freedom. They're not poor, right? Mm-hmm. Society as a whole looks down on the poor. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yes.
You see it on the news. All these programs are being cut that would help the poor. Mm-hmm. People tend to have problems being around the poor, especially rich folks. They don't want to be around anybody that doesn't have any money, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. They figure that some of that may rub off on them. And they may become poor. Mm-hmm. Society tend to act like the problem with people being poor is the poor people's fault. Mm. Think about that. Mm. Now let's dive into that. Anyone can get laid off, right?
Yep, anytime.
You can get fired.
Yep, been there.
You can have a company shut down, mm-hmm, or you can have a government shut down, mm-hmm, and not get paid. That makes you poor immediately, right? Because unless you put money away for a rainy day, mm-hmm, you won't have the money that you normally have.
That's true.
That means that some of your bills aren't going to be paid the way they have been because you endure one of those circumstances, either being laid off, fired, company shut down, or there's a government shutdown. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some people think that those who are poor are done. I can't make this up. This is not the case. In fact, poor people can be smarter than most because they have to adapt to their situation and their circumstance and make the best of it. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Poor people, they don't panic when the phone is turned off. I've been there too, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm sure that I'm not the only one that had their phone turned off. Mm-hmm. We survived without the phone, didn't we?
Yep.
It wasn't life or death. Getting my phone turned off was okay. Mm-hmm. I survived it. But you probably didn't get a phone call from me for about a month because my phone was off. You know what I mean? The scripture states that people who are poor in spirit. Now, I just told you about poor in the natural. Let's go talk about the poor in the spirit, because that's what this scripture truly is about. Mm-hmm. The scripture states that people who are poor in spirit, the type of poor that Jesus spoke of, has nothing to do with money. Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen the commercial, Jesus was rich, he gets us, okay? I'm just going to leave that alone, but I saw the commercial. I'm sure you did too. The Amplified Bible defines poor in spirit as those devoid of spiritual arrogance, those who regard themselves as insignificant. Mm-hmm. Okay, to understand what I just said, let's get some definitions. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Those devoid of spiritual arrogance. The definition of the word devoid is to lack or be without something that is usual or necessary. Hmm. The word arrogance is defined as the quality of being unpleasantly proud and behaving as if you are more important than or no more than other people. Hmm. Okay? If we combine those definitions, the meaning of being devoid of spiritual arrogance means to be someone who lacks the quality of being proud and does not act like they're know-it-all and act like, or they don't act like they know everything or are better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. Void of spiritual arrogance. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. Because I know personally I have been arrogant. Okay? There were times, I like to say BC, before Christ in my life, okay, where I had a lot of pride. Mm-hmm. Okay? I had a lot of pride, and I was behaving like I had arrived, that I was more important than other people. You know, I talked down to people. I was a mess. Just being honest, I was a mess. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a little bit of success, and I do mean a little bit of success. When I first started working, and even later on in life, and success can puff you up. You know what I mean? Make you think that you're better than everybody. Oh, look at me. Ah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a quality that God can work with, okay? He cannot work with the arrogance. Mm-hmm. Okay? He also can't act with somebody who's not humble, which I'm going to get to. The other part of the scripture states those who regard themselves as insignificant. How can you regard yourself as insignificant? Well, if you are humble, then you regard yourself as insignificant. It's a humbling. Mm-hmm. Those type of people humble themselves to God and consider themselves less than God. What do I mean by considering yourself less than God? When you make decisions outside of God, you're considering yourself better than God. Mm-hmm. Think about it. If you're not led by the Spirit and led by yourself, you're telling God, I don't need you. Mm-hmm. I can do it all by myself. Mm-hmm. See, that's not being humble. God is looking for those who want to say, you know what, Lord? I don't know nothing. I can't do nothing without you. I humble myself, Lord. You make my decisions because mine ain't been working out that well. Mm-hmm. You know, that's humbling, okay? Those kind of people will seek God for the answers and wait until God gives them the answer before they proceed with doing anything. Okay? Those are the type of people that are spiritually poor. That is why they are blessed or spiritually prosperous. They have God on their side. Notice the difference between man's definition of poor and God's definition of poor. It's like night and day. They lack the quality, God's poor people lack the quality of being proud, do not act like a know-it-all, they don't act like they're better than themselves, and they are humble. Now, before I get to the quote-unquote good part about the reward of being poor in the spirit, there's something that we need to, that needs to be said that we need to ask ourselves, okay? Mm-hmm. Or say. Number one, we all fall short in this area. Would you agree?
Yes.
Every last one of us. Anybody that tells you that they don't fall short is showing you their pride, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is totally against what we're talking about now, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Other thing is, we all can be changed.
Yes.
Through a relationship with God.
Yes.
We don't have to be prideful. Mm-hmm. We don't have to act like we're better than everybody else. Mm-hmm. God can change that. Yes. If we humble ourselves, which mm-hmm. is the next part. We can all humble ourselves if we can get out of our own way. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yes.
Our pride is a liability, not an asset. Would you agree with that? Mm-hmm. The rest of the scripture states, for theirs, meaning the poor in spirit, is the kingdom of heaven, mm-hmm. both now and forever. Think about that. To have heaven now means that we should try to, that's one thing we should try to achieve because we're not gone yet. We can't experience the other kind, okay? Mm-hmm. But we can experience heaven right here. How do you experience heaven on earth? Mm-hmm. That's an age-old question. Everybody that wants to know the answer to that one. Heaven on earth means that the everyday problems that you go through, you don't worry about. Means that you've trusted God enough to let go and let God. Okay? When you do that, God will direct your path. You will be prosperous. You will be happy. You won't have a care in the world. That's heaven. Any way you want to slice it on earth, that's heaven. If you don't have any worries and everything that you're doing is led by God, and if God is leading this, it's right. You're not making any wrong decisions. Mm-hmm. That's heaven. I would love some of that heaven. I don't know about you. Mm-hmm. You know? That way I won't have to worry about the hustle and bustle of life. Because life can get in the way of so many things. And can make you in such a bad mood sometimes, make you down. Mm-hmm. You know, but if your decision making is made by God, mm-hmm. and he's leading you, directing your path, mm-hmm. deciding where you should go, what you should do, what you should say, those problems will go away. Because God doesn't have any problems. Think about it. What problem does God have? We're not a problem to God. God said, you know, we're not a problem to God, okay? God does not have problems. Mm-hmm. We cannot have problems too if we're led by God. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, if that happens where we don't have any worries or problems, it'll all become a thing of our past, mm-hmm. because we will be prosperous or blessed, spiritually prosperous. If God is leading you, and you've humbled yourself, he has elevated himself in you. Mm-hmm. Would you agree? Mm-hmm. So that God is already prosperous, okay? He's already blessed. You will become just like God. You will become prosperous. You will become blessed. Now, let me talk about this word prosperous for a second. It does not mean that you're going to hit lottery, okay? I'm not talking about that kind of prosperous, but I'll take it if I get it, okay? Mm-hmm. But he's not talking about that. He's talking about a carefree life. Mm. He's talking about a life with no problems, no worries. You're just like a little child. You expect things to happen and they do because you trust God. Mm. That's prosperous. Mm-hmm. Now, people will see your prosperity knowing that it came from God. Meaning they'll see that nothing phases you. Mm-hmm. Nothing upsets you. You know, everything is falling in line. Your bills are paid. Mm-hmm. You know, they will notice that. People will notice that A lot of people be upset with that. But some people will say, I admire that in him or her. And they will admire you and give God the praise because they'll know that it ain't you because they remember how you were, okay? They'll know that it's from God. God will be glorified in their admiration of you. You'll be humble enough to say, well, thank God, it's not me, it's God, okay? That's what I'm talking about when I talk about being having heaven now and forever. Now, you know about the forever part, okay?
Yes.
So I want to talk about the now because we're dealing with the now, okay?
Yeah.
So in closing, let's all be encouraged that we are capable through God of being poor in spirit because the scripture is very clear and states, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Yeah.
All right, let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for this word, teaching us, Father, showing us, Lord, trying to develop our relationship with you, Lord, so that we can grow as spiritual people. Help us to be humble, Lord. Help us not to think that we're better than others or be a know-it-all, Lord. Just have us to be your children, Lord, dependent on you. For your Lord, you said in this passage that if we just humble ourselves to you, Lord, if we are poor in spirit that way, that you will bless us now and forever. That is our wish, Lord, for everybody, Lord, everyone. Father, we thank you for this word, Lord. Help us to understand it. Help us to grab hold of it. Help us to be have it to be a part of our lives. Father, I pray that your word will go out for the north, south, the east, and the west, and when they hear it, they'll know it's from you. Father, may you be glorified in it. Thank you for using humble little me. Father, I give you praise, glory, and honor, and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.